Good morning. What a great joy it is to look out and see smiling faces this day on a beautiful morning as we come together to celebrate the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. Indeed, as we come together this day, we pray that the presence of Christ might rest upon us, that we might experience the holy presence of the one who offers us life. And may we worship, as we worship together, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Good morning. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers out there. Let's enjoy this gorgeous day that the Lord has presented for us. While you're returning to your seats, I want to offer a warm welcome to all present and especially any visitors that we have this morning. And if you are interested in information about our church, please see one of our ushers. They will give you a welcome packet, or you may pick up a packet of information from the Shepherd's Crook hanging on right outside the narthex, right outside our double doors. I would ask that you please sign our registration sheet in the red folders located at the end of each pew, pass it to others in your pew, and bring it back to the center aisle. If you do have a prayer request this morning, please complete the card, the 3x5 card that can be found in that red folder. Put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Reverend Lake. I would like to highlight a few announcements. Again, a happy Mother's Day, and thank you to all those who ordered the beautiful flowers that are decorating our altar today. You may take your flower with you after worship service. Annual conference is coming on Wednesday, June 8th. If you are interested in attending conference, please check today's bulletin for reservation information. And now Diane Runser has an announcement.
We are actually making progress on the directory. We are ready to put the pictures in order. Those of you who had pictures made around Christmas time, we didn't forget about you, honest. If you did not get your family picture made at that time and you wish to be included in this picture-wise, you may either hand me or stick in the office a photo that you want to use, or you can scan it into a JPEG file and email it here to the church, and we'll be sure to get it. Starting next week, there will be an order form in your bulletin. Now, normally we haven't had to pay for directories, and that's because all of you wonderful people had your pictures taken by Olin Mills and spent several hundred dollars on the packages that they kind of pushed on you. We didn't want you to have to spend that kind of money. However, Olin Mills used to pay for the directories out of the profits from your photos. So now we're going to have to charge $10 for a picture directory. So that's what these order forms are for. We will need to have your check made out to the church with your order. We cannot order it without your check or your cash or whatever. It'll be $10. We're going to be taking orders for several weeks. We hope to have them ready by the end of June. So start thinking about how many copies you want to order and place your orders starting next week. Now, finally, for me, this is the last week for this season that the Sunshiners are going to sing. And these two young ladies have not only worked hard all season to learn music to present to you, they've also been trying to play bells. And they're going to be playing for you for the very, well, I guess they played the very first week, and this will be their last time to do that. So I'm glad that you can encourage them for that, because they're kind of nervous about it, I think. And when they come up to sing, there's audience participation. So you have to do what they tell you or what they show you. All right? Okay, thank you.
they're going to get in place, but I do have a few final announcements. Luba has asked me to announce that there will be no Tuesday men's group this Tuesday. The weather is not going to cooperate. There was a project they were going to be doing outside, so no men's work group. And if your man's not here, please pass the word. Also, the United Methodist Women would like to announce that they are hosting a ladies' spring tea that will be in 2 weeks on Sunday, May 22nd, right after worship from 12:30 to 3 p.m., and it's for all women of the church, ages 18 years and older, and there will be sign-ups today in the narthex after worship. And Dawn has also asked for an announcement. She is hosting a Fresh Fashions for Sandy. That is a fashion show and luncheon fundraiser. The designs will be from Phyllis Fashions here in Irwin, and it will be held here at the church next Sunday, May 15th at 2 o'clock. She is hosting this fun afternoon to help defray transplant-related medical expenses for her friend, Sandy. Tickets could be on sale today. Donna, will you raise your hand? Donna, Dawn's mom, will be selling tickets today. They are $10 a piece, or they may also be purchased at the door. So certainly it will be a lovely luncheon and a nice afternoon to help Sandy and her battle. I believe she'll have a lung transplant, Donna? She'll be in need of a lung transplant. So men and women are invited. And just a final reminder to please check your bulletin for other announcements, scheduled meetings, and other activities in the life of our church. Thank you, girls. That was beautiful. And now I would ask you to please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response at my prompt. Come, says the Spirit. Come.
Come, come.
Let everyone who is thirsty come.
Let everyone
who is water, life, come, says Christ, our Alpha and Omega. Come. Come, let us worship God together. Please remain standing and join me in our opening prayer as printed in your bulletin. Glorious, amazing God, as we begin this time of worship, we remember that you are both our beginning and our end. There is nothing in the world that was not created by you. Even we are the works of your hands. There is nothing more glorious in the world than your love and grace. Even we abide in your love and grace. Be with us now, as you have been with us every moment of our lives. Help us know that we are one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the world. In your holy name, O Alpha and Omega, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
I would invite you to turn in the front of your hymnals to the baptismal covenant number 2 that is found on page 39. And I would invite Julia to come up with her family at this time.
Where's your cookie?
She gave you
$10. She just gave me $10. You better hold on to that. You can have it back. Daddy will take that. That is a first. She had a cookie, what, a half an hour ago, 15 minutes ago. I should have known better than a cookie to still be there. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, Through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. And so to you I ask on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil and justice and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this young lady in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John. He was anointed by your Holy Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this young girl who receives it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with you and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns forever. Amen. Now we're going to see. Will you come and see me? Will you come and see me? Oh, you're not. We could try it now. We didn't think that would work. Come over here a little closer. It's warm water. I'm going to put a little bit of water on your head. Oh. Oh. What name is given to this child?
Julia.
Julia Ann Israel. Julia Ann, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, one more, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always be a child of God. Amen. Now, you know, usually I walk them back, and I don't think that's going to work this time. Will you come see me now? That's what I thought. No. Okay. All right. We having a song? Sure. Connie's going to sing the baptismal song for us.
Take her and lift her up to the sun.
If you look in your bulletin, there's the paragraph there for you as the congregation to respond. Members of the household of God, I commend this child to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. Let's share together. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen all of us by the power of God's Holy Spirit, that we may live in grace and peace. Amen. Thank you. You can return to your seat. May she always be that shy around guys.
Please stand and join us in our hymn of praise, number 445, in your red hymnal.
Come on up, kids, and the adults, you may be seated. So how is everyone today?
Good.
Anybody play outside in the beautiful sun yesterday?
Yes.
I had a Cinco de Mayo party yesterday.
You had a Cinco de Mayo party yesterday. Let me see. What's today's date? The 9th? So yesterday? Nueve. Cinco Nueve. Oh, today's the 8th.
Ocho.
All right. So you had a good party. Did you eat guacamole? I'll high five, though. You tried it. Anybody else like guacamole?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. That's okay. Just to try it, because you might be surprised. Most. Oh, you didn't like the spicy stuff. Yeah, some of that spicy stuff makes my head sweat. That's when I know it's too much gas. And you had a Cinco de Mayo party, too?
No, she went to ours.
Oh, she came to yours.
Yes.
Okay. You had a big party at your house. Mm-hmm. All right. Jesus talks today in a scripture that he tells us, are we to listen to Jesus? We are, yes. And here he talks about praying for other people. Now, how would we pray for other people? What do you think?
Pray that God's with them. Mm-hmm. Pray for them to have directions.
Yes.
Do you ever not know where you're going?
No.
Do you ever get lost?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometime, one time
in the woods.
That's a scary place to get lost in the woods. You've had that happen?
I got lost in the woods too.
And how did you get found? Your mom found you. All right.
I got lost with my mom in the woods.
Oh, you got lost with your mom in the woods. So your mom was lost too. Woo! It's always nice when you get found. Yes. You know, my dad never got lost. He told us he never got lost. He didn't always know where he was, but he never got lost. He just played with us. But Jesus says we need to remember to pray for other people. So that means we can pray for each other here. You can pray for your brothers and sisters. You can pray for your moms, your dads, your grandmas and grandpas. You can pray for everybody in the church. You can even pray for people you don't know. Like maybe we're standing in the grocery line and maybe that person in front of us needs a prayer. Or maybe the person behind us needs a prayer. You don't even need to ask them. You can just pray for them. And so Jesus says to pray for all believers, for all people. So we need to remember that we can pray for people we don't even know every day. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. And we know you have great things in store for them. So continue, O God, to bless them and use them for great things in the world. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Sing his praise, hallelujah! For our God is such an awesome God. He deserves our highest praise. So sing his praise, all you people, sing his praise, hallelujah! Shout to God, all you people, shout to God, amen! Shout to God, all you people, shout to God.
One more round of applause for Sophie and Hannah. Thank you, girls. Our responsive reading is in your red hymnal, number 781. It will be Psalm 47 in your red hymnal. I would ask that you recite your response to my prompt. Clap your hands, all peoples. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. who subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. God has gone up with a shout. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. For God is the ruler of all the earth. God reigns over the nations. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. At this time, I would ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Lost in Everlasting God, we join with the angels now to praise you and your Son Jesus, who ascended to your heavenly throne, where the light of Christ, the bright morning star, shines with your glory. We are grateful for your light that revives our spirits. Accept these offerings to support the mission of our church and to extend your light to reach those in need. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you turn on the back of our worship folder this morning, you will see our prayer list that is before us. We want to extend our sympathy to the family and friends of Eleanor Holderbaum. She passed away Friday, April 29th, and we want to continue to remember her family and God's presence for comfort. You see the rest of the individuals there under personal care and rehab centers, those that we continually keep on our prayer list and those then that rotate on and off on a monthly basis, as well as then our service personnel. Adding some additional ones this morning, let's remember that there has been some pretty major tornadoes in the Midwest over the last 48 hours. Some fires in not only in our own area or states, but also up in Canada. If you knew that were happening and you had to leave your home, what would you take? What would be a value to carry with you? Leanna said to me the other day, she says, you know, I could not pack anything and walk away from the house. Just start all over again. But she's gone through that. When she was 12 years old, their parsonage caught on fire and they lost everything. But she said, I have my mom and my dad and I have my sisters. Even that evening when they've lost everything, they weren't comforted, she and her two younger sisters, by her mom and her dad, because her mother had the nerve to go into labor that night. But just imagine if you knew, you know, those 80,000 people in that town in Canada, if you knew you had to be evacuated and you could only take with you what you could fit in a car, what has the value that you'd want to take with you? Where's the priority in our lives? Let's unite our hearts and our spirits together as we sing our prayer hymn this morning. It is number 561, Jesus United by Thy Grace.
Gracious and loving God, how good it is to know that we are united together indeed by your grace, by your love, by your forgiveness. Because you see each and every one of us as equals. No male, no female, no black, no white, no Greek, no slave, no Hebrew. You see us as those whom you have created. And those who need to experience grace and forgiveness. Those who need that presence of Christ that joins and unites us together with you. For we know, O God, that Jesus Christ is that grace that bridges that gap between us and you. Oh God, we are grateful for his presence, for his power, for his teachings, that we don't have to walk through our daily lives alone, that we, oh God, have your presence that journeys with us. A presence that takes every step that we take. A presence that is beside us with every breath that we inhale. A presence that is with us with every word we speak and action we do. And we pray, O God, that it might all bring honor and glory to you. Oh, we know that we don't always get it right. But there is forgiveness with you. And that indeed is good news. We come together this day, O God, as a body that is united together through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for the mission and ministry that is represented here today. The mission and ministry within the walls of your church, the mission and ministry that takes place outside these walls, O God. Continue, O God, to bless us, strengthening us and uniting us. For we pray for that moment, that time, that day, when every head and heart, when every mind and spirit will bow at your holy and precious name. We are mindful, O God, of those today who are in need. The names of individuals on our prayer list, those situations that have been voiced, and those, O God, individuals and situations near and dear to our hearts that at this time cannot be made public, but you, O God, hear them. We pray that you will work wonders in the lives of your people. We pray, O God, that you will work wonders in the lives of your churches. We know, O God, in this day, this week ahead, that the United Methodist Church will be gathering together in Portland, Oregon, with representatives from around the world. Changes will be made. Oh God, might all the delegates hear your discerning spirit. May we, oh God, be about the work of the church and how you want us to respond to the hurts and the needs of your people. Oh God, we pray that your blessings will continue to guide and to direct us in this week to come as well. May we see and experience those places where we can be engaged in ministry, living and sharing and proclaiming this good news that comes from Christ our Lord. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture for us today from Luke's Gospel, from the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 44, I would invite you to stand with me in body or in spirit. Hear these words for us today. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father among you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into the heaven. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the teachings that we find in the Scriptures. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of rest and peace and comfort. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. This is one of those difficult Sundays. Happy Mother's Day, moms. That's one of the events we celebrate today. It's a day set aside by our nation to remember and to honor our mothers. The church then responded some years back by calling today the Fellowship of the Christian Home. Instead of singling out moms, we need to remember the importance of the Christian home. It also happens to be Ascension Sunday. Just a few days ago, we celebrated the passage of Scripture we just read when Jesus ascended up into the heavens. Probably would be easier to have three separate sermons, but I didn't think you'd want to sit here that long. So let's start off with some quotes. God could not be everywhere, so therefore God made mothers. It's a wise Hebrew proverb. Someone else wrote, "When I was a young man, I vowed never to marry until I found the ideal woman. Well, I found her. But alas, she was waiting for the ideal man." Took some of you a little while. A grandfather asked his grandson, Tommy, do you have a girlfriend? No, said the 10-year-old boy as he ran off to play baseball. The little girl next door smiled at the grandfather and said, they're always the last ones to know. Now you're catching on. Helen Rowland writes, in olden times, sacrifices were made at the altar, a custom which is still continued. You're not sure about that one. Marriage is a structure that must be rebuilt every day. Marriage is the most interesting, difficult, and important thing in life. When Eve asked, "Do you still love me?" Adam replied, "Who else?" The greatest natural resource that any country can have is its children. Some days that's scary. There are at least two things we can hope to give our children. One of these is roots, and the other is wings. Now, this next little comment is from Harold Kushner, author of When All You've Ever Wanted Isn't Enough. And kind of in light of earlier about if you had to leave your home, what is it that you would take? What's most important? What is of value? Ask the average person which is more important, making money or being devoted to family. And virtually everyone will say family without hesitation. But watch how the average person actually lives out their life. See where they really invest their time and energy. And probably the fact will be given away that one does not really live by what one says they believe. One is perhaps persuaded that if they leave for work earlier in the morning and stay later at night and come home tired, that's a way of proving that they are dedicated to their family by expending him or herself to prove them that all the things they have seem, well, to be of more importance than spending time. What we do does not always mesh with what we say. Here's a little longer story, but a great story. Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on adjoining farms fell into a conflict. Now, it was the first serious rift they had had in over 40 years. Of farming side by side, sharing equipment and machinery, trading labor back and forth and goods as they needed without a hitch. And then this arrangement fell apart. Oh, it began with a small misunderstanding and it grew into a major difference. And finally, it exploded into bitter words in an exchange followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on John's door, and he opened it to find a man with a carpenter's box. "I'm looking for a few days of work," he said. "Perhaps you have a few small jobs around that I could do, that I could help out with. Could I help you?" "Yes," said the older brother. "I have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm over there." He said, "That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a beautiful meadow between us. And he took his bulldozer to the river levee, and now there's a creek between us. Well, he may have done this to spite me, but I'll go him one better. See that pile of lumber over by the barn? I want you to build me a fence, an 8-foot fence, so that I won't have to look at his place or his face anymore. The carpenter said, I think I understand the situation. Show me the nails, the post hole digger, and I'll be able to do a job that pleases you. And so the older brother had to go into town for the day, so he helped the carpenter to get the materials ready, and he was off then for the day. The carpenter worked hard all day, measuring and sawing and nailing. And when, at sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished the job. The farmer's eyes opened wide, his jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all. It was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. A fine piece of work, handrails and all. The neighbor, his younger brother, was coming across, his hands outstretched. You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done. The two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. They turned just to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox to his shoulder. No, wait. Can you stay for a couple more days? I have a lot more projects for you, said the older brother. The carpenter said, I'd love to stay. But I have many more bridges to build. Being a mom is about building bridges. Being a dad is about building bridges. Being a Christian home and family is about building bridges. Jesus Christ is about building bridges. First, Jesus Christ came to build a bridge between us, humanity, and God. We needed connected. We need connected. And Jesus Christ is that one that bridges that gap between God and us. Jesus is the one who makes that relationship, our relationship with God, real. Jesus, knowing that the bridge would continue for eternity, promises to send the Comforter, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, but that's another day and another story. Luke ends his gospel with the reading that you heard earlier. Matthew ends his gospel this way. Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you until the close of the age." We build bridges today by being great moms and dads, by being great Christian families and individuals. We build bridges today by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to all the people that we meet and interact with on a daily basis. May we pick up our hammers, our saws, our nails, whatever is needed. And may we build bridges within God's kingdom. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the gift of your Son and the gift of your Spirit. For it is your Spirit, O God, that empowers us, that blesses us with those tools that are necessary to build bridges, mending, giving opportunities, sharing the good news. O God, we go forth to do what you call and send us to do. For it's in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. Let us stand now and sing our closing hymn, 569. We have a story to tell to the nations. Gracious and loving God, we have the best story in the world to tell. And you empower us with your Spirit, with the tools necessary to go. To go and to be your church, to go and to be your servants, to go and to be your disciples, the bearers of good news for the world. For we go in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.